I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, I feel like we're coming together as a team. There's a long way to go, and I think our guys realize that. You know, just watching today without watching the tape, there's still a lot of sloppiness that we have to clean up moving forward.
That's Matt LaFleur earlier today.
That's normal, though.
Now it's time for a Chili's Green and Gold update brought to you by Chili's 3 for 10, a starter, entree, and drink. Just 10 bucks with five crowd-pleasing entrees to choose from. It's never been easier to make the whole table happy together. We Chili's, and now we Chili's with Mike Clement on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Mike, day two, mini camp, mandatory. They're here for a reason. Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, they're on the same page, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Normal, Leroy,
yep.
With offense struggling, and particularly an offense with a new coach, new offensive coordinator, new playbook.
Mm-hmm.
What was new about this today was we finally saw Matt LaFleur frustrated and getting a little ticked off.
Oh!
And calling over his tight end coach, Justin Newton, over here, over to his golf cart, you know?
What do you say, Mike?
You know, I can't read the lips, but he wasn't happy. And
okay.
It's like, no, I've told you to do this over here, and he's pointing over there.
Oh, my.
You know,
it
puts his hands up on how many times, he got his tight end coach attention that way.
Okay.
Sometimes you see players go over there to the golf cart and kind of dip in, and he'll have it. Or he'll pull up to the golf cart to a group of tight ends standing there or a group of offensive linemen. And you see him start moving his hands in the air, and you know, it's like, this is stuff I'm seeing, and I don't like it. So we asked him, you know, what specifically was bothering him. He said, with some of these drills that they were doing, some team drills toward the end of this 2.5-hour practice today inside the Hudson Center because of the heavy rain we got in Green Bay today.
Yeah, towards the tail end there, that was the third day in a row we've done a two-minute operation, and the defense is definitely ahead of the game right now.
That's your frustration.
But, yeah, it's not as crisp and smooth as I'd like our operation to be. You can't hear the information enough because when something is new, you can't possibly expect everybody to get every single detail. So you got to review it over and over and over. And I think every time you hear it as a player, coach, whatever, there's a new detail that you can retain and really think about.
Why didn't somebody get a hat on Za'Darius Smith? I think that's what he's saying right there.
But Mike, that's so, come on. And that's the problem that when I had to call Holmgren into my office. I said, listen, sir, don't let these practices dictate how good we had a practice, if the offense is doing well or not. He had that look on his face, Mike, and you've seen this look like, yeah, I'm not going to admit that. But so, yeah, his frustration could be the offense because he knows a lot of pressure on scoring points from Aaron Rodgers. But if the defense is doing well, why can't we do that and chalk it up at the defense?
That never
a good
happens
day?
That way, Leroy.
Never.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. Did you ever have practice where coach said, okay, I'm taking this 90-man roster and I'm going to tear it in half. 40 of you go that way. And the other 40 of you go over that way. And
no.
I got the A guys over here with the coordinators and the A-team coaches and the head coach down here, Aaron Rodgers, running this offense and against that defense. And the B guys are the third and fourth string guys and undrafted guys. They go down the opposite end of the field, and they run their own scrimmage down there.
Oh, the JV and the varsity? I've seen that in high school.
Yeah. LaFleur's been doing this all through the OTAs in the last 2 days here at minicamp.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jesus.
A full team that way.
Bill's
and you know what happens when that happens is that you're Kyler Fackrell and you're in your fourth year here and you're like led the team in sacks.
Right.
And you're with the B's.
Oh, wow.
And hey, Reggie Gilbert's over there with the A's.
I don't like that. Kyler Fackrell's the man.
Wow. That's a nugget.
That's a nugget right there. You
like
dropped
that.
A nugget.
He's an embedded green and gold football reporter. He's
That's
our green and gold
about.
Football reporter. Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest.
And not only that, Mike, real quick, you're thinning out your coaches, too.
You're sending out your coaches. You got Luke Butkus over there, the assistant offensive coach, coaching up those guys. And the fact is this, is that you're trying to get as many reps through Rodgers and DeShone Kizer with these offenses. So Kizer's over there with the B team. And then the Manny Wilkins, the fourth-string kid, you know, he's behind him. Tim Boyle, he gets about every third or fourth rep. But, he, you know, they want Rodgers to get as many reps as they can and Kizer as many reps. And Kizer has struggled. He's thrown some bad balls. I thought he had some really nice passes at the start of OTAs. Now, I'm going to imagine that this guy's head is just swimming.
I'm sure it is.
In the playbook. And that's what happens to quarterbacks. But I don't think the guy has won a game in the NFL. Right? Like 15 starts with the Browns and the time that he's in Green Bay?
Yep. Never doesn't have a win. Now, Mike.
Yeah, it doesn't have a preseason game that stood out. I mean, for backup quarterbacks in Green Bay, it's Matt Hasselbeck, Aaron Rodgers, and Matt Flynn. And the rest of them, forgettable.
Yeah, forgettable.
Mike, are other players on offense buying into LaFleur's playbook right now?
Yeah, you know, and that's something that. We always say that, is the team buying in? And I'm watching these guys, and they're working hard, and it's not like they're questioning Matt LaFleur. That, you know, you're not going to have a job for long in the NFL if you don't buy in. But I think that term buy-in is loosely used. I think it means more like, you know, am I accepting this? Is it working for me? Am I transforming what I do? And so we talked to Bakhtiari, and you see Bakhtiari and Bulaga, both very vocal with Adam Stenovich, this young offensive line coach after all those years with James Campen. And so I asked Bakhtiari about that process right now.
At the end of the day, it's a philosophy. It's an understanding. There's certain things that are the same, but at the end of the day, the foundation's different. The ideology of what we're trying to accomplish as an offense and to show to the defenses is different. And that's something that we're going to have to, you know, we've learned it now. Now it's come. We're now in the next of mastering it. I've always been a firm believer of you can always learn more, you can always take in techniques, but you got to make it your own. I will never move the same way as Brian Bulaga. Brian will never move the same way as Lane Taylor. Lane will never move the same way as Corey. So for us is to understand the technique, take in the technique, but then also make it your technique.
So even though LaFleur frustrated with a sloppy play toward the end of practice today, canceled practice tomorrow, team building activity.
Oh.
All right. There we go. Team That's a building. Nice coach. I like that.
Well, I don't, you know, I don't know. I think that, but the problem is, like every team in the NFL does this, new coach, old coach, whatever, except for maybe Mark Trestman when he was in Chicago.
Yep.
And, these guys complain about they're so limited in their practices, but tomorrow, you know, some sort of, we don't know what the activity is yet. We'll find out. Probably about noon or something like that. But anyway, they get the last day off. And then they're off for 6 weeks and they come back for training camp.
Mike, we've been talking at length here on the show today about Matt LaFleur's comment yesterday about a play where Aaron Rodgers kind of ad-libs and changes up. He wasn't exactly where Matt LaFleur was anticipating the throw to go, but he makes a back side throw to Jay Kumerow for a touchdown. And Matt LaFleur is kind of saying, well, all is well if he's making plays like that, and I'm not going to take away that kind of playmaking ability from him, that kind of feel for him. Do you know the play that he was talking about, and do you have the idea of was that guy open that he was anticipating for the throw to go to?
Oh, it's classic Aaron Rodgers, and there's some people who were thinking, you know what, and Rodgers would have been sacked if he wasn't wearing a red jersey. But you don't know. It's helmets and shorts. Maybe he spins away and makes the throw.
Correct.
But, you know, these guys, these assistant coaches have been pretty frank about these players. You know, that's part of the new environment up here. You know, it's a more fresh that way. You're getting a whole new evaluation of players from the coaches, and so that's okay. But when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, they're still tiptoeing a little bit, like, because, and the fact is, you know, I'm standing there watching a practice today, and Rodgers threw a ball. He had Davante Adams lining up wide right. They had Aaron Jones, the running back. They're throwing more balls to those guys. It looked like he might be a hot read. So the safety moves up on Aaron Jones, and now Davante Adams has got Tony Brown, who's been running a lot at right corner with the first team, one-on-one, breaks to the sideline, blows past him. Rodgers throws a dart from 45 yards away, touchdown. And, you know, when you watch Brett throw all those magnificent passes and practice and games every day, because he's 6'4", he's got a huge hand
right.
and huge biceps. was muscle. I still don't understand after 13 years how Aaron Rodgers throws the football. He pushes the ball like a dart. It rolls off his index finger, and he zips it down the field the way he does on the run. He throws it more like a baseball, like an outfielder in a three-quarters throw. But I kind of took a step back and watched that segment. It's unbelievable how many great passes I've seen in practice over the last 25 years from these two guys, especially Aaron Rodgers. And at the end of the day, when you're a new NFL head coach like LaFleur and these guys, like, man, nobody spins the football like this guy. Just let him do his thing.
Just let him do his thing. We let Mike Clemens do his thing covering the Green Bay Packers. You just said it, over 25 years. No one does it better than him. Mike, appreciate it, man. We'll talk again. We'll look for your report on that team-building activity tomorrow.
Thank you, Big Show.
Mike Clemens, Green and Gold Updates, sponsored by Chili's. Brought to you by Chili's 3 for 10. It's a starter, entree, and drink for just $10 with 5 crowd-pleasing entrees to choose from. It's never been easier to make the whole table happy. Together, we Chili's. And Mike Clemens joined us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.